with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. This week's economic calendar brings some key indicators of inflation.
Everyone's keeping a close eye on inflation, and it'll definitely be interesting to see how that is faring as we head towards the end of the year.
Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey has the details. But first, here are some top stories. Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation gives the U.S. Supreme Court a conservative majority. As Wall Street Journal reporter Brent Kendall explains, it remains to be seen how that majority will play out on major decisions before the nation's highest court.
The real question and thing to watch for now is, you know, with this really five-justice solid majority in place, whether the court takes a hard right turn, a medium right turn, or sort of a right turn in baby steps. But, I mean, it does seem like no matter what, we will be headed in a more conservative direction of the law. It's just a question of degree.
For our full coverage of Kavanaugh's confirmation, visit WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Ford says it plans to cut jobs as part of a reorganization of the company. The nation's number two carmaker by sales employs some 70,000 salaried workers. Ford says the job cuts should be decided by the second quarter of next year. Investors and analysts have been seeking more details on the reorganization plan from Ford chief executive Jim Hackett. E-cigarette maker Juul has hired Washington insiders to help stave off a potential government crackdown on its products. The hires include former White House and Food and Drug Administration officials, plus two D.C. lobbying firms. The FDA has threatened to ban flavored e-cigarettes as teen use of the devices rises. That's touched off a national debate over whether e-cigarettes are getting more kids addicted to nicotine. Target is launching a new discount brand called Smartly. It will include dozens of products, mostly toiletries, with many of them priced under $2. The launch is set for mid-October in stores and online, as Target faces competition from Walmart and Amazon. Still to come, we'll run down this week's economic calendar. This week brings a lighter economic calendar than the first full week of October. The schedule picks up midweek with the producer and consumer price indexes, plus consumer sentiment and import and export prices. Joining us now from Washington with the details on what to look for is Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. So, Harriet, last week's jobs report gives us a lens with which to view the data that's coming out this week. The unemployment rate fell to its lowest level since 1969 and now stands at 3.7%. Following that report, what are some of the things the Federal Reserve will be keeping a close eye on in the weeks ahead?
Well, I think the jobs report from September is another sign that the economy is very strong. Yes, the unemployment rate did drop to 3.7%. On the other hand, there could have been some distortions due to weather. So it's one report. It's not sort of an immediate sign of anything necessarily, I don't think. All in all, it's encouraging. Wages are continuing to rise, albeit not at a super fast pace, but they're continuing to go up. And the labor market is very strong, very tight. It all looks pretty strong on that front. Having said that, everyone is watching inflation pretty closely to see if it's showing signs of a pickup.
And Harriet, this week's data could give us clues on which direction inflation is headed, starting with the producer price index on Wednesday, and then followed by the consumer price index out on Thursday.
Yes, definitely. The consumer price index for September and the CPI, they're both expected to go up slightly. Year-over-year increases aren't expected to be super strong. Forecasts for the CPI are around 2.4%, down from 2.7%. So inflation is definitely something that the Fed is watching very closely, because earlier in the year, it looked like it was really starting to accelerate. And now things just seem to be moderating ever so slightly on the inflation front, which is interesting because, you know, when the tariffs started to happen, one of the concerns was that it could cause inflation to spike by making, you know, imports more expensive, raw materials more expensive.
And we'll get another measure of inflation on Friday with the latest data on import and export prices. Harriet, what else can that report tell us?
Yeah, import prices are interesting because they are quite an important sign regarding inflation, because, you know, when import prices weaken, that makes it cheaper for Americans to buy goods that are made overseas. And that's actually a negative for companies at home. Another thing that's been happening on the import price front recently is that the dollar has been strengthening a bit. So that makes it even cheaper for people to buy goods that come from China or Mexico. And it makes it more expensive for countries elsewhere in the world, for people in those countries to buy American products. So import prices are always sort of an interesting data point when it comes to sort of gauging inflation, because if import prices don't really rise very much, that's kind of a sign that the stronger dollar and strong domestic demand are playing a role, which is, you know, good for people who want to buy things, but not necessarily good for trade deficit.
And finally, another report out on Friday is the latest on consumer sentiment, which will give us a snapshot on how consumers are feeling about the economy. Harriet, what do you expect in this report?
Yeah, so consumers have been feeling super good about the economy recently, and it looks like that trend is going to continue in the preliminary October University of Michigan survey. So expect sort of a modest rise, but still at a very, very high level. Consumers drive the economy. Consumer spending is a key component of growth. So that definitely points to strength in retail sales as we move ahead towards the holiday spending season.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey joining us from Washington. Thank you so much, Harriet.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.